Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are things to pick apart from this game. Totally get it. I hate that the third and six play, which was a rollout play to Deshaun's non-passing side, I hate that that's really the last play you think of when you think of the offensive performance, because it was the most negative thing you can react to. I wish that would have been like the first play from scrimmage and then everything else had happened. I think where we are with Deshaun requires a lot of perspective. And you can have the global remaining thought process about the bar that he has to aspire to at some point and also accept yesterday for what it was. I'd also like to point out, if you guys have not heard the 2020s or any of the news here, the Panthers just benched former number one overall pick Bryce Young. If you remember, every time we've talked about the Deshaun trade and how everybody fears the Deshaun trade's become the worst trade in NFL history, we kindly point them to the Carolina trade for Bryce Young. It is wild. This happened last year with Russ in Denver with Sean Payton. And now it's happening with Dave Canales in Carolina. It is wild how many NFL owners, once you get into the season, you've hired a coach to fix a player, quote unquote, specifically a quarterback. Right? That's everything about the Carolina job was, we didn't hire Mike Vrabel because we got to get somebody to fix Bryce Young. Two games in, they abandoned that. Sean Payton last year. What was it, 9 games in before he started to threaten to bench Russell Wilson because they wanted him to take a pay cut? If a NFL coach in the interview process promises to fix a quarterback, you should just give him $15 million up front and basically fire him on the spot. Because it continues to prove that coaches say words like fix quarterback, make the best of the situation, and then at the earliest possible convenience, they bail on that quarterback. This is not, by the way, Bryce Young has been putrid, and Carolina has gotten the ever-loving crap kicked out of them. But the entirety of the handling of Bryce Young proves that even if you take a kid with next-level ability, number one pick, coming out of the ultimate winning program, that dumb organizations ruin quarterbacks more than dumb quarterbacks ruin organizations. But I digress. As we continue to have the conversation, when it just comes to credit, real quick here, the defense and special teams deserves the lion's share of credit. Dustin Hopkins might have had the oopsie going across the 50-yard line, which called back the big turnover. But there were several big hits on special teams last night. Obviously, Hopkins and Bohorquez gave you a chance to win between punting and some of the field goals that were made. And then defensively, that is to see the defense, when all the chips were down, to see them play that way, when there is, let's say, negative momentum going against you on the road with a quarterback who looks like he's hot. One, for Bohorquez to pin them back. Also, it tells you who Kevin Stefanski trusts, because Kevin Stefanski decided to punt after the myriad of dumbass penalties by the Browns offense near the end of the game there. But it also speaks to why Kevin trusts that defense so much. Why you don't get dumb and desperate in that moment, even if we kind of look at that third and six call as maybe a little bit of dumb and desperate. So I do want to give those two parts of the ball, they're flowers, because that's where it starts. Can we also say, though, if you're not giving the offense a fair amount of credit yesterday, I think you're unfairly weighting the second half. I think, because again, it's apparent that the second half did not look anywhere near as good as the first half. I think some of that was the decision-making by the coaching staff. It felt like we went ultra-conservative. Once you got out of that first drive, second drive of the second half, because it felt like the drops kind of doomed you, and then it became, let's just play keep away and see if we can keep, not necessarily stepping on their throat, but certainly let's just try and make sure to get out of here with a victory instead of giving it away. So I think the drops doomed you offensively. But we can have the big picture perspective that Deshaun still has not played like the Deshaun you traded for. And also look at yesterday as a win. It was. Because it wasn't just, like we were talking last week, like, okay, what's the one step in the right direction? And we all agreed it was timing. Well, timing-wise, Deshaun got the ball out quicker. He looked more comfortable. And honestly, in a play that I think it was Jason McCourty on the call said, you shouldn't have tried to make that throw, the most promising play of the game was the almost interception to Jerry Jeudy on the sidelines. Because that's a throw that Deshaun 5 years ago doesn't hesitate to make. And in that environment, in that context, without a lot of things to take pressure off you yet, he still attempted that throw, got bailed out by Jerry Jeudy. But like between that or the David Bell where he's moving around on the run and he did the splits in midair, he did the David Lee Roth as he was thrown to the sidelines and he got the conversion. Guys, that is what it looks like. When Deshaun is in full confidence or somewhere close to it of his abilities, those extending the pocket, moving around, even though we saw the downside of it with a 3rd-and-6 play, we saw the upside of it so much more. So the timing and the playmaking is what you wanted. And I also think outside of like a play, which was a 3rd-and-6 play, I think the decision-making was there too. I think he took a lot of the easier throws that were there, which last year was a problem consistently, or 2 years ago, was the biggest problem with Deshaun, was trying to make every play a home run play. He looked comfortable doing things within the offense yesterday and taking throws that were there. Like, I don't think yesterday was just a step ahead. I think it was several steps ahead. I think if we're going to hammer this guy for how poorly he looked against Dallas, maybe his worst game is a Cleveland Brown, which says something because we all remember those last six games of 2 years ago. If we're going to do that, then we have to understand how low the bar was set off that Dallas game. That Jacksonville game, I don't think, is in the top 25, 35, 40% of Deshaun games. It's still night and day, way far ahead of where he was in the Dallas game. And you can sell yourself on the idea of hope. And when I say you, I'm not just talking about the fans. I'm talking about, like, Deshaun can say, man, that felt good. If Deshaun had that game in the midst of the 2020 season, he probably says, man, I wonder what was going on out there. But the struggles were so severe in the Dallas game, on top of the latest lawsuit, all this nonsense. Deshaun can sell that as that's multiple steps in the right direction. So can the locker room.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Today we're not talking about, do the players like Deshaun? Right? Do the players trust Deshaun? Are they frustrated by Deshaun? That is the power of a win. That's the power of a game that is significantly better than the game before. Now, you got to see the next step against the Giants, and certainly you've got to continue to see steps over time, but I think we keep looking for, wow, this is the game. We keep doing these artificial deadlines for Deshaun that involve individual games this year. Man, if Deshaun looks good this weekend, I can finally... Guys, that's not... Yesterday is actually what I expected them to look like to start the season for the first couple weeks. which is you're going to see glimpses of things, you're going to see the possibilities, but you're not going to see a lot of consistency. So from being completely off track and in the absolute dumper one Monday ago, I will take that as a significant step forward for Deshaun Watson, with a caveat that now we still have to see more steps forward. You can say, well, Deshaun still isn't where we need him to be, while understanding if he takes another jump from Jacksonville to New York, like he did from Dallas to Jacksonville, we're going to be a hell of a lot closer there. 216-474-0092. So it's not to say that Deshaun and the offense deserve as much credit as the defense, who was fantastic. But once you get into Deshaun and how much credit he deserves, yeah, I get it. He looked good in reverse. We like to see our quarterback look good in the second half, and then if they have to look bad, it's a first half thing. Don't care. The point is Deshaun put you in a position to win and didn't lose you the game yesterday. Long term, not good enough. For yesterday, it's more than good enough. 216-474-0092. Where does the credit go for yesterday's win? And you agree that it wasn't just a step in the right direction, but several steps in the right direction. Let's go with Scott. Scott, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, hello, Hal. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Happy Monday, bud.
Happy Monday to you. You know what? The credit goes to the defense, and the credit goes to Deshaun Watson. I agree with everything that you're saying with him. You don't expect him to come out and light the league on fire right off the rip. Significantly better rhythm, had some rhythm, played well, didn't make the mistakes. You saw glimpses of the old Deshaun doing Deshaun, splitting in the air, making plays happen. You know what no one's talking about?
What's that?
The Ravens and Bengals are 0-2. We have a two-game lead that you have to go in and take care of business against the Giants and wait for your hardest part of the schedule. Build off this win. Very hard to get a win in the National Football League, especially on the road. The Browns of old would have went in and laid an egg. They would have went in and been 0-2 and found a way to lose it. But Stefanski is not his greatest coaching game, but he's getting his feet wet just like every coach around the league. And if you look around the league and you compare it into some other games that you watch, we're not that far off, boys and girls. Everyone needs to step back. Sky's not falling. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I thought, as a team, they did okay. It's not their best that they got the win and they get to come back home looking up behind them with the Bengals and the Ravens, two games behind them. That is great. That's great to look forward to. That's a lot of – it's just a lot of goodness, especially coming off of a home opener against Dallas like so.
Scott, we appreciate you, buddy. Happy Victory Monday to you. 216-474-0092. Where are you giving credit today on this Victory Monday? I look at this game – and Deshaun's performance as if you are starting to run on fumes. If you look down, you see your car's on empty, and like there's a small gas station, or maybe you have a gas tank with just enough gas to get you where you're going, right? To that next 30 miles out is the next truck stop. That's what that performance was. Does it get me to Philadelphia? No. You know what it gets me to? The Giants. I will take that.